Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. And today we have a message for all you bloggers out there that are getting ready to put your own courses together. And we're here to tell you that your first course you put on your blog should be free. And that might not be what you want to hear. It might not be what you were expecting to hear, but we're seeing a lot of people right now that are seeing, you know, the Facebook side hustle course, blow up your blog course, and a lot of other bloggers out there that have these very successful courses. And then they go and are like, I'm going to do that too. And we feel like that is the wrong move.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know if I should be flattered or offended. Like, I feel like sometimes people see what we've done and they're like, oh, if Bobby can do that, like, I can definitely do that. He's dumb. Or maybe they're like, wow, these, you know, they've done so well. We're going to try to copy it. So I never know how to feel about it. it's funny because like we just, since we put out the course back in January, like we've seen people kind of start to do similar ideas and try to, you know, do the kind of the same thing that we've done.
The membership site and, you know, things like that, different features that we had.
And there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like,
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great. And one, it's kind of cool that people are kind of doing the things that we've done. But I think there's nothing wrong with borrowing ideas. But I think the problem is that some people are trying to do it too early, too soon, and they're not going to have success.
Yeah, and I definitely think you should borrow ideas. The reality is there's nothing that you can do that hasn't already been done in this space. And you know, one of my favorite books is called Steal Like an Artist by, I think it's Austin Kleon. It's a little square book, great book about this concept. But, you know, so I'm all for that. If you see somebody is doing something great and you feel like you can implement that to improve your business and to serve your audience better, by all means, go do it. But what we're here talking about today is specifically if you're a new blogger, or maybe you're not even a new blogger, but you haven't put out some sort of high value course content yet, paid content is not where you should start. You really should start with a free course that's going to help your audience.
Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of where this comes from too, it's very common because we do the income reports. There's a lot of bloggers that do income reports. And I think you see a lot of times like this inflection point where they're doing something for a long time. Like if you look at my past income reports, it was like $13,000 to $15,000 of revenue for like a year. And then Facebook side hustle came out and then it was like $155,000 the next month. And I think newer bloggers or people that have been doing it for like a year or whatever, they look at that and they go, oh, holy crap. If I want to get rich, I just need to put a course out. And
that's the answer.
It doesn't quite work like that. I mean, and so going back to early in Millennial Money Man, I had a free blogging course, which is really common. There are a lot of people that have really good free blogging courses. You know, I'm sure that I borrowed that idea from somewhere and I made it my own or whatever. And I was running that for a really long time and giving that information away for free, essentially, to grow up grow the audience, the blogging side of the audience. And so I think that people need to focus on that aspect first, going free, giving a lot of value and not asking for money, because people aren't going to just buy stuff from you if you don't have like a super loyal audience.
Yeah. And you've got to build that audience. And we're going to talk about that. I think it's important first, really quickly, to talk about it's okay to borrow ideas, but if you look at somebody that's where you want to be and you start trying to do what they're doing today, you're going to fail. You need to look at what they were doing in your shoes. You know, if you're looking at Bobby, don't look at what he's doing today, because if you look at like what's going to be happening in the next week with, you know, between the two of us, we're hiring an editor, a couple writers, a videographer, a full-time VA, like all these things. And you're thinking, I need to do this. I need to create a content team and start doing all this stuff. If you try and do that, you are setting your business up to crash, right? Because you probably can't afford it. You probably don't have the in, infrastructure, the strategy in place to be able to do that. Like, you're adding a ton of work. You know, you can't. So, and it's the same thing with the course. Don't look at Bobby's success with the course and go, I'm going to do that immediately, if you're not ready for that yet. Maybe you have a big audience and you've been around for years and you can go to that point. That's cool. But you still need to make sure you have the right offer. It's not just about creating a course and they will come. We were lucky that our idea was the perfect offer for the perfect audience at the right time. But look back at what, you know, Bobby was doing and growing his audience for all those years beforehand. And if you haven't done that yet, you need to.
Yeah. And what I was going to say is, you know, you mentioned luck. I mean, we've been lucky in some regards in the business, but I think a lot of it was that we were patient. You know, yeah. I was patient with the blog. You know, I think for a long time, you know, I wasn't making a ton of money from the blog, and I was putting a lot of money back in Facebook ads. So I wasn't like getting rich every month, but I was growing that audience really, really slowly for about 3 years before we did the course. Mm-hmm. I think if we had done this exact same thing, you and I had partnered up a year ago, I think we would have made sales. We would have done okay, but it wouldn't have been 130 grand in a month. And it wouldn't have been, you know, Laptop Empire is doing, we've almost done $500,000 in revenue this year. Like, that wouldn't have happened. I think it would have been much, much less impressive. But now, right, because we're patient, we crushed it on this first one. So now every product that we come out with here moving forward is going to be easier to sell. More people are going to buy it.
And it was 100%. Just patient. Yeah. And you know, on my side from the patience thing, I've been having people asking me when I was going to put out a Facebook ads course for years now, you know, and people are always like, oh man, we loved your webinar. We love this guest training you did in this community. You know, I can't afford your services right now. When are you going to put out a course? And I always held off and held off and held off. And one of the big reasons for that too is another, I think, great point about being a business owner. You have to focus on making money from your more high ticket items first, you know? So with a blog, your goal is to build an audience, and it's a long-term play, and you have to have the patience for that to build out. And that's one of the reasons that we recommend the Facebook side hustle or SEO or something of that nature to bloggers. That way they can make money early on with this higher ticket service. But if you were a service provider, a freelancer like I was, you have to go and make money with the bigger, higher ticket service before you get distracted by a course. Because if you start dabbling in, I'm going to teach that kind of stuff, and you haven't made it, one, people aren't going to take you seriously. You will not have the reputation, and they're going to be like, wait, why the hell are you teaching this when you haven't had a bunch of success with it yet? But you've got to make money, and you've got to be able to kind of fund that thing. A lot of the stuff that we're able to do to help this business grow, we're able to do because we can invest the money back into it after that initial launch phase, so we can sell to people that maybe don't know us yet. So there's a lot, as with most things in business, there's a lot of reasons, whether you're coming from the freelancer side or the blogger side, to have patience, make your money, build your audience, and just give value and build that trust before you go headlong into producing a course.
Yeah. Well, and I think what people don't realize too with the course thing, it's not just putting a course out and just watching money roll in. It's a completely separate arm of your business that requires customer support. It requires marketing, the financials planning, for your business.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, there's a lot that goes into the course thing, and you and I spend a ton of time, and our team spends a ton of time on just, you know, we have a person that just handles support. And so she handles basically everything, and we don't even touch that. But if you and I had to do that, I mean, the amount of emails that probably go, I don't even know how many emails she gets.
We'd never get work done.
We'd never get. Yeah. And so, but those were things where the course was successful. We had the revenue, we put it back in. There's just a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. And what people don't see is that when we launched the course, we had 4 team members that we hired from day one. And now we have, you know, we've got 5 because we added another Facebook ad expert to our coaching community. But I mean, when you think about that, we could have run the whole thing with us handling support and us being the only people, you know, answering questions and doing trainings inside of the coaching community. But we realized right away that for us to be able to continue to grow, to provide the level of service we wanted to, you know, we needed more. And that's why we hired these Facebook ad expert and agency owners to be in there providing support for, you know, our students. That's why we have, you know, Mel in there being kind of the group mom, making sure everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Talking to everybody, entertaining people with gifts, like doing, you know, doing all of the group management stuff that she does, and Aaron handling basically everything behind the scenes. And right. So, yeah, there's so much more going into it. Contrasting that to a free course, you can put it out there, you can give massive value, and you can handle it on your own. And the level of support is much smaller. It's a free thing. Nobody is expecting you to be on hand answering all of their questions like they might with a paid course. So it's just right. a very different thing. And you really need to cut your teeth on the free course first.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the cool thing about the free course is, like, when somebody asks you a question about it, like for my blogging course, they'd ask me a blogging question. That gave me an opportunity to connect with that person, build some trust. And then, you know, I'd also get them to like shout out on Twitter, like, hey, I took Bobby's free course. And so there was a lot of, you know, kind of marketing wrapped into that, but it also gave me the opportunity to get to know my audience and get to know what they were looking for. And so
right.
if you're someone that's like, well, I want to make money now, you just have to understand the free thing will pay off later. Free courses, they pay off later. And blogging is, if you're a blogger and you're, let's say, in year one, and you're like, I want to be rich in year one, it's not going to happen. If you want to do it in year two, it's not going to happen. Like, it takes time to grow a blog. You can make money along the way, but it's with providing those services that we've talked about, those direct services. So just, if you sit there and you look at income reports and you're looking at stuff and you're like, I need to make more money right now. Make more money by putting in work one-on-one rather than trying to put right. out a course, because you're not ready. And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with not being ready to put a course out yet. Build your audience. There's a lot of value in being patient.
And it's exactly why, if you go back to episode 5 of the podcast, when we talk about types of side hustles, we say the freelancer route is the quick money route, and the blogging, that kind of route is the slow play. And we recommend for both, like, if you're a freelancer, you should be putting out content, growing your email list, growing your readership, your audience. And if you're a blogger, then you should probably do some sort of freelance work to make money while you're waiting those 3 years or whatever it takes for things to really start humming and really start getting moving. So now, if you've made it this far into the podcast, you're going to want to stick around, because we are going to talk to you about, like, those reasons exactly why we think you should do a free course, kind of what that might look like, what you should be doing. Now, one of the things that I really like that you were talking about just a second ago, Bobby, was you need to figure out what your audience's pain points are. You got to figure out what they want, what they need, what they're really feeling. And this can be a hard part, and it's the thing that most people don't spend enough time on. And one of the reasons that we say go ahead and do that free course first is because, like you said, you're going to find out what they need help with, what their questions are, what they need, what they want. And, you know, the free course is a great way to kind of introduce a topic and test out something you might do a paid course on later. But if you don't know these things, then nobody's going to buy from you. And I think one of the things that worked really well for us when this idea came about is it was the right solution to a pain point that your audience was feeling. You were already talking not just about saving money and being frugal and the typical personal finance stuff. You were talking about how you were making money with blogging, and how, you know, talking about side hustles and business a little bit as a way to make money. And so when we were able to come to the audience and present this very specific side hustle that was in high demand and people were paying a good amount of money for, and that once you learned how to do, you could do in a little bit of time, it worked, it fit. So all of a sudden we were able to say, okay, you know, you had those readers, and you'll have to talk about this, that were like, I can't save any more money. Like, there's only so much I can do. And you didn't know, like, ever know how to help those people, but this course allowed you to solve that problem.
Yeah. But that just goes back to listening to my audience for a number of years and really interacting. You know, I didn't focus on selling them really anything. I was making money from, like, direct services. I was making some affiliate income, maybe some sponsorships and traffic, but I wasn't making money with a product or something like that. And that gave me the ability to really to figure out what the heck was going on with my audience. And a lot of them is exactly like you said. They were like, I want to pay off debt. I want to do all this stuff. I don't want to start a blog. because that's going to take too long. So I want to make money quickly. And I didn't have a good answer for them because I was like, well, you know, there's not many things out there where you can just instantly make a lot of money. And it's funny, I think we should talk about this too. You know, as I was going through that process of making the course, I actually made another course before Facebook Side Hustle.
And oh, yeah.
They launched pretty much at the same time. And I think I kind of killed the Make Money Marketing course. And that was, I made a lot of mistakes with that course. Like it was, I don't think it would have done very well looking back on it because I think it was too general. It was too broad. I didn't focus in on like one specific thing. I like tried to make it this mega course.
You gave people options.
Yeah. I gave too many people options. And then as we were talking about Facebook Side Hustle, I was like, holy crap, this is so much better. Like this is so much more focused, so much better. And so I kind of like sort of launched the Make Money Marketing course to like a, maybe like 300 people or something. Like I didn't even really publicly launch it. And I've closed it down now because I just, there's no reason to focus on it.
Yeah. I remember when we were going through the planning stages and the creating stages of the Facebook Side Hustle course, there were a lot of conversations where I was like, hey man, like, how do you want to do this? I don't want to like cannibalize your course, the Make Money Marketing course. I don't want this to overshadow it or anything, you know, because they are similar. But as we got further and further into it, you were like, man, I wish I hadn't have like spent all this time working on it, because you were like, I really think this is going to be the one. And you pointed out some of the big differences there where you were already on that track of thinking, which is probably why when I presented the idea, you were like, yes, because you were already thinking, let me show people how to make money. You were already on the right track because you were sitting there going, how do I teach bloggers how to make more money, right? Like they're getting started. They're in that 2 to 3 year period before things really start getting going. And you're presenting all these different digital marketing kind of ways to make money. And then when we came in with ours, it was a broader audience, but a more specific solution. And it was like, we're recommending this one specific type of marketing, and we're going to teach you everything you absolutely need to know to land clients that are going to pay you $1,000 or more per month, even if you have no experience. But then we didn't just say, hey, bloggers, take this course because this is what I did to make money while I was building up Millennial Money Man. We actually went out to the whole audience and said, hey, you're trying to pay off your debt. You're trying to retire early. You're trying to quit your job, trying to put more money into retirement or your savings or go on a vacation, whatever it may be, whatever your money goals are. Instead of just cutting back and saving money, those are great practices. Continue to do that. But if you want to take it to the next level, think about how much better it would be if you could throw an extra $1,000 to $2,000 onto the table each month and be able to pocket that away for whatever your goals are. And so by going more focused with that, it obviously had a huge impact because it was more desirable. It was something that was more, you know, more sellable, but we were hitting a bigger market as well, which is why we're able to do, you know, what we were able to do with sales. And I think that when we talk about knowing your audience's pain points, their wants, their needs, their desires, those sorts of things, you have to go through this whole process and get to know your audience and what they really want, what they're struggling with to get to that point. Because it's not just about creating any old course about anything that you know about. People have to want the thing that you have. And you knew your audience, but like, and that's just a good thing to go. You know your audience way better than most entrepreneurs I know their audiences. Have it figured out and you've connected with them on such a higher level. But even with that, your first try, like you said, probably wouldn't have done, you know, as well as your second try was. And
I was just fortunate that they happened at the same time, you know? So it was like, it was like they both happened at the same time, which again was kind of a conscious decision we made, because I was like, crap, this is so much better and it's going to help people faster. And that first course, it's exactly what you said. I knew the audience. I knew they wanted to make more money, but I tried to come up with a mega course. I tried to come up with like this huge, like catch-all kind of thing. And that's not what people need. Very specific instructions on how to do one thing. And that's now while, you know, you and I are talking about all these different courses that we're going to have in the future, we start with that. Like, how can we keep it very narrow, very focused on just one specific thing rather than trying to create, I'm sure we could create some kind of mega course, but there, you know, are we going to be able to sell it? Probably not, you know? So I think that's something that I see a lot of new bloggers do, or just bloggers in general. They're like, I want to create a course that competes with this course, or I want to do this thing that teaches, it's the ultimate course on how to do whatever. And then it flops. And then it's like, okay, well, do they look like an authority on the subject? Their course just flopped. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and that's like, you know, our next course that we're working on right now, which is just version two of Blow Up Your Blog. You know, we're rebranding it Facebook Ads for Bloggers. And it's very specific about running ads as a blogger to grow your audience. And there's a lot of content in there. You know, our first draft of the outline, I was looking at it yesterday, is actually more course modules, more videos than the Facebook Side Hustle course. And we'll trim it down because we're going to trim the fat out, but it's very hyper-focused, hyper-targeted. And even when we were talking about different ideas, we talked about, do we want to put any content about growing and managing a Facebook group? Do we want to put any content about, you know, email marketing as it pertains to growing your list with Facebook ads, or, you know, tripwires, or all these different kind of things? And we were like, no. Let's cut that out. Let's cut that fat out. Let's focus on the basics. And one, that it's going to make it a better quality course because it is so hyper-focused. But another thing too is you have to produce your products in a way that your purchasers, your buyers can actually get results. And when it's too scatterbrained, when there's too much information in there, they don't take action. They don't. And that's one of the great things about the Side Hustle course is when they get in there, you know, there's videos. It's like, all right, I'm starting. What do I do? I finished the course. What do I do now? We have a video on, I just landed my first client. What do I do now? And we're very specific about, like, this is exactly what you need to do. No excess stuff. We have questions come up sometimes on like, hey, do you have training on such and such? You know, and we go in there and say, no, we did not include that because you don't need that to get started. You don't need that to be successful. That's down the road, right? Go land a couple clients, then we'll talk about that. And making those decisions makes it more powerful because it makes it easier for them to get results. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's getting people results.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got a course, you know, I see some of these other courses and like, if you have a course that says it's going to really help people with some, with like all this, you know, massive amounts of content that you have and all the stuff, like you have to think, is it real? Are they really going to go through and are they actually going to be successful? And I think that's the reason that we've been so successful so far is people go through our course and they actually make money. If they try, I mean, like if they do what it takes, like they're going to do, they're going to make money and it's going to be good. So then that snowballs. It's like you get the good reviews and you get the testimonials and you get the things, you know, the social proof. And then all of a sudden,
which bring more sales and more results and more testimonials.
Yeah, and your trust goes feedback through the loop. Yeah, the trust goes through the roof because when we drop the next course and then the next course after that, people are like, okay, these guys know how to put out something that actually helps people. So I think it all just goes back to, though, understanding your audience, the trust factor, and then just being really patient. Like let all these other people, let all these other bloggers put out courses too early and fall on their face and like struggle through it and go through version 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of their courses before they see success. I think you should just sit back, wait, build the audience, build trust, and then be strategic. And when you do drop the course, it's going to blow up and you're going to be on the prolific level versus like the, you know, going kind of slowly climbing the mountain.
Yeah. It's that wow factor, right? Yeah. It's going out there and making a huge impression. And we've talked before about content, you know, when actually now I'm trying to remember whether we did this in a live training or on a podcast. So I'll just explain this. We always, Bobby and I like to use this 10X rule when we're creating content, which is whatever the value that you're charging, whether it's free or you're paying, somebody's paying for your course, you want to provide 10 times the value. You want to be able to say, I would have sold this for 10 times more. So what that means is if you're giving away a free something, you need to be happy. Like if I sold that for $10, people would think it's a good value and it wouldn't hurt my reputation. If you're putting out a $10 tripwire, it needs to be something you would sell for $100. If your course is $100, you need to be, and this is something we've had with the Side Hustle course, people are paying, you know, at first it was around $300, now it's around $400. And we have dozens and dozens of people coming out and saying, I could have paid thousands of dollars for this and it would have been worth it. And that's that 10X rule of over-delivering. You need to do that because your reputation is all wrapped up in it. And so starting with that free course and making it something somebody would pay for and get a ton of value out of is so key to building that trust with the audience and building that reputation. That way, when you drop that paid thing, they're going to go, man, if Bobby's free course was so good, his paid course must be freaking incredible.
All right. So I think we, you know, we've obviously been talking about the courses and how to do it, but we also have mentioned several times you need to do a free course, right? So I think we need to go into what some of those options are. I think the important thing to understand here is we were talking about, you know, you don't want to put out your big paid course and take a loss on it or, you know, look like a fool putting that thing out. So I think you should take your L's, take your losses on that free course, because that's where it's like, what's, you know, if you put out a free email course and nobody signs up for it, what's the harm in that? That's where you experiment. And you keep, like, maybe it's a PDF guide or what, like you put out that free course, you take your lumps there and then you build on that. And that way, when you put out the paid course, it's impressive, like what we did with Facebook Side Hustle course.
Yeah. And it's interesting. You know, I look back to my online Fit Pro days and I had a lead magnet, you know, just a PDF guide. It was, you know, it was a free guide to whatever weight loss for that group of people. And I remember I relaunched the same free product 4 or 5 times. And I was doing it specifically with paid advertising. And what I kept doing, I knew the content was good. I knew it was what it needed to be, but I couldn't figure out the exact copy, the exact words, like the things that I needed to talk about to get people interested. And so every time I relaunched it, it was a new cover to the guide and it was new copy, right? New words that I was using to sell that free thing. And I went from paying dollars on ads per person that opted in to where my final product was 16 cents per email subscriber, which even back then was absolutely insane. And I was spending all that money on that. But what it really allowed me to figure out once I got all that figured out is I knew what words were making these men, these business professionals that were my audience, respond. Like, what were they really wanting? So then when I was really selling those services, when I was getting on sales calls or I was putting out a sales page, I already knew those words. I knew that copy. I knew the pain points. I knew the benefits. And I was able to build my product around that. I had already done my research. And so I was able to be successful from day one. And so when you're putting this free thing out, it's not so much important about, do I do an email course over the course of a week, like Bobby did? Do I just put out a PDF guide? Do I do a video course that's dripped? The way that you do it should just be what medium you come across best on, you know, like Bobby's a writer, that goes really well. I've done well with video courses in the past because that's where I thrive. So just go with what works for you. But that free course, seeing people's questions, seeing whether people opt in for it, getting people's feedback is going to allow you to learn about your audience at a much deeper level and prepare yourself for when you launch that paid thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's huge. And I think the biggest takeaway, you know, the biggest takeaways from this episode for me are be patient, experiment with the free courses, and you can take your lumps there and then just be strategic and really focused with your course. Whenever you come out with it, you know, it's got to solve one particular problem. It's going to be really detailed on that one problem. And I think if you do those things, you're going to be far better off than just like throwing out these paid courses and kind of embarrassing yourself along the way. I think that this is really, really good focused information for bloggers.
100%. And I think as a kind of a way to wrap this, you know, let's talk about getting, you know, feedback. Do us a favor, let us know in the comments, you know, this concept of creating a free course or a lead magnet, as I call it, does that interest you? Is that something that you want to know more about? I think that you and I could do an entire segment, entire episode on just what kind of lead magnets you can do, what kind of content should go in them, how much do you give away, how much do you keep back, you know, from a paying thing. So So y'all, our listeners, please let us know, subscribe to the episode as normal. We would love that. You know, leave your comments and let us know what you think. Is this something that you want to see on a future episode? And then, of course, please share this with all your blogging friends because they need to hear this message.
Yeah, we need less embarrassed bloggers out there. and more wealthy bloggers.
More money.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all have a fantastic day, and we'll catch you next episode. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.